Hi, I'm Sandy Olson, and I'm one of the lead administrators of Indivisible Plus Washington.
And I'm Tracy Williams from Indivisible Washington 5th Congressional District, and I reside in Spokane, Washington.
And we are here to talk about the races going on in the 5th. So the first big subject is, tell us about the current representative, Kathy McMorris Rogers. Who is she, and why should the rest of Washington care?
Well, Kathy McMorris Rogers has been our representative from Eastern Washington since 2005, but she really hasn't done anything significant in Congress, except now she is Trump's cheerleader. She sees him as a positive disruptor, and she's working hard to undo those pesky regulations, things that work on our clean air and clean water, things that we think are doing good for our part of the state and our part of the nation.
Okay. And so tell me more about her opponent, Lisa Brown.
Well, Lisa Brown is a economics professor. She taught both at Gonzaga University and Eastern Washington University, but she also served in our state legislature, first as a representative and then as a senator, and then she was the majority leader in the Senate. She most recently was at Washington State University and helped the university under Elson Floyd's direction to get the new medical school established in Eastern Washington. So that took an awful lot of regulation changes, took some law changes, took some fundraising. So all the kinds of things that you want a legislator or a congressperson to be able to do, she did that for that particular project. She's also done some other projects around Spokane, helped get some neighborhoods turned around from kind of old neighborhoods where there were unsavory kinds of activities happening to more clean, well-lit places that are family-friendly and thriving with the economy.
Great. So can you tell me a little bit more about any other local candidates that we should be watching out for in the Spokane area?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of other folks that are in that 5th Congressional District. And one of the things that's pretty exciting for those of us who are in Indivisible and that are progressive is that this time, for the first time in my history that I can remember, we have a Democrat in every single race.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So in the Walla Walla area in the 16th Legislative District, Everett Maroon jumped into the race on the very last day. He was totally a last-minute filer, but he's a terrific guy. He's an author. He's doing needle exchange. He does grant writing for community health. He's just this tremendous positive influencer. Couldn't be happier with him as a candidate. But because he wasn't really contemplating running for the state legislature, he doesn't have that whole machine behind him. So we're really hoping to kind of promote his candidacy and help people get attached with him. Another one that I think is one to watch for is another gentleman who jumped into the race kind of towards the end of the filing period, and that is Randy Michaelis, and he's the dean of the College of Education at Whitworth University. He's been a longtime educator in that region, has taught lots and lots of teachers, is well-loved. His daughter was the teacher of the year at Gonzaga University a couple of years ago, and then she took her own life. And their family has a very tragic story about the state of our mental health care system in our state. They really tried hard to get her the right resources and weren't able to tap into the help that she needed. So he's very interested in helping our school systems have a better peace. And I think in Eastern Washington in particular, we're interested in that conversation. And then in the mental health piece, and I think those are issues that all people are very interested in making better in our state.
Yeah, certainly as life has become more stressful for those of us paying attention to the news and sort of the audacity of our leadership, I have definitely noticed just the strain, particularly with people that I know within our membership, that there's a stressor going on right now that is a constant that is hard to manage.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had numbers of friends who are Indivisibles that have said, gosh, we've had to stop watching the news or meter our news. And a couple of weeks ago when the Russian thing blew up, I have to admit that I reached a point, I don't want to hear the word Russian for a long time.
Right. Yeah, there's only so much we can do. But here we are, diving in.
Yeah.
So speaking of diving in, Obviously, there's, you know, folks that are from all over the state. What can people who are not already in Spokane do to help some of these candidates?
Well, this is where I think there's really good news. I think there's terrific ways that people can help from all around the state. The first most important action that people can take is to help us with voter contact. The obvious, most effective strategy is canvassing. And we've had some terrific friends from around the state of Washington come to Walla Walla and Spokane, indivisibles who have come on their own time and helped us knock on doors and register voters. We absolutely welcome people to come anytime you want, and we'll get you hooked into that.
Yeah, I heard you mention earlier that the folks from Whidbey Island made it all the way out there, and that's about as long a commute as you can have and still be in the state. So
yeah,
shout out to Whidbey.
Absolutely. They were fabulous. They came down and helped us at the farmer's market, took clipboards, got folks registered to vote, and we were all thrilled with the outcome. So
wonderful.
The other thing is that we've got some phone banking going on right now. And so anyone from anywhere in the state can call Jeremy Parkin, who is Lisa Brown's field director. His number is 650-319-5132. And Jeremy can hook you into the virtual phone bank. Every day from now until the ballots are done, there's phone banking going on to help people get out the vote during the primary.
Great. We'll have that information on a link with this at the file, and we'll make sure that we have that contact information included.
The other thing that I think is really valuable is that because we have Democrats in every single race, now those of us who are progressive can really figure out how to put our money where our mouths are. It takes money to run campaigns. We've got to reach people who didn't vote in the last election cycles, and the only way to do that is for candidates to get their name out. They all need contributions. You can go to Lisa's website and make contributions to her. You can go to Everett's website or Randy's website. But think about making regular donations to any of these candidates who are in Eastern Washington, who are running in very red areas that need help getting their name out to other voters. Every single dime will be used well. We've got lots of in-kind volunteering going on. So I'm really happy to have your help on that.
Great. Anything else?
I think the other thing, anytime you can open up your address book and network people into a cause, it's a really valuable thing. So I would invite you to encourage other like-minded folks to jump in and join the cause. There are some ways you can be really informed about this. You can follow Jerry LeClaire's writing. He writes every single day about issues in the 5th Congressional District. He details Kathy's issues. He writes about support for Lisa, and he cameos other candidates. And he gives really common sense information on all the issues. His website is jxindivisible.com. And you can also read some of the articles that the Washington Dems put out about some of the negative campaigning that's going on and how common sense folks can really combat the lies that are being spread in this campaign cycle.
Great. Any last words? Any other commentary that we need to make sure we know about?
I think, you know, as indivisibles, it's just really encouraging to see how this movement has really spanned across the nation, really lifted up positive things in our democracy. And I think this is really democracy in action. This is what democracy looks like.
Great. All right. Thank you for joining me on the Indivisible Plus Washington first ever attempt at podcasting. We will be publishing this soon, and I look forward to hearing more about these campaigns and reporting more to that in Indivisible Plus Washington Facebook.
Thanks, Sammy. It was great.
Thanks.